And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
There's nothing quite like saying something that catches people's attention. I'm a big fan. So the other day, I said something that got a lot of attention, and it bears digging in a little bit deeper. Brutal honesty is bullshit. Yeah, you heard me. I said it. Brutal honesty is bullshit. Now, you might say, "Kathy, you're pretty straightforward. You speak your mind, never really have to wonder where you're coming from." That's not brutal honesty, because the word brutal, which means savage and violent, doesn't have anything to do with speaking truth. The words don't belong together. And you know me, words matter. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. So this week on the podcast, a bit of etymology, a bit of word salad, and a bit of clarity around bullshit. Calling bullshit on bullshit, as I like to say. This idea that somehow the idea of being direct is somehow supposed to be destructive. Absolutely not the case. So sit back, settle in, because this is Talk Unleashed. Brutal honesty is bullshit. Sit with that for a second. How often have you been told by somebody, "I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm just being honest with you," this drive for directness, for candor. It's bullshit. And it's bullshit because the motivation is entirely from the wrong place. Maybe you've been listening to the podcast for a hot second, so you know what a word nerd I am. Brutal. The word brutal. It means savage, violent, destructive. Now, you tell me how pairing that with honesty makes any sense at all. It doesn't. It makes no sense unless the person who is delivering that brutal honesty has an axe to grind, a bone to pick, some sort of resentment or issue. Then that's that brutality. It's, "I'm going to be honest with you because I'm taking you down." What about radical honesty? Radical candor. Radical meaning transformative, inducing complete change. Because here's the thing. As I wander here through the trees, wander through the woods, watching my dogs play, and I think about all the times I thought that my honesty was coming from a good place, and what it was really coming from was my insecurity and resentment, my need to somehow one-up the other person. And that's not honesty. The whole idea behind candor is to take things up a level. I'm being honest with someone about the way I'm experiencing them so that we can develop a deeper connection, so that we can theoretically at least build the relationship into something stronger. That's completely counterintuitive to the idea of destruction. Wouldn't you agree? Honesty is one of these things that people seem to think has gradation to it that has some ability to meter the level of it, toggle it one way or the other. That's unfortunately not how it works. Honesty is one of those things that either is or isn't. I'm being honest or I'm not being honest. And if I'm not being honest and I'm holding back, my question is, what's that about? Because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Well, if my not telling someone something means that they perpetuate a behavior that's ultimately damaging for them or damaging for our relationship or damaging for business, how on earth is it a kindness to not share that information? The issues I see around brutal honesty stem from a couple of places. First, this issue I just mentioned, which is that the teller of the honesty is coming from an ulterior motive. And the other is in the receiving of honesty. Because when someone comes to me with a truth, especially a hard truth, something that is designed to support me in growing, improving, being better, in building our relationship, and what they say stings, it stings because on some level, I know it's true. If I have absolutely no feeling about it whatsoever, chances are likely that it's an off-the-mark thing anyway, that it's just the other person's experience. I had this happen not long ago where I had a bit of friction with a friend in my life, and they came to me with what they proposed was brutal honesty. Directness. Sharing something with me because, in their words, it's how I was being with all the people in my life. And when they shared what they shared, for a minute, it really stung. Because in the past, there would have been a time. Because there would have been a time where it was true. It was an old behavior, a really old behavior. And so I got to sit with it for a minute. Got in touch with another friend to just get a sounding board. And as I shared what I shared, their response was to chuckle and say, well, you're taking it personally because it in the past maybe has been true, but it's certainly not true now in how you are. It's this person's experience, a solo experience, which means it says more about them than it does about you. And very clearly in that moment, I knew that to be true. Honesty, it's one of those things that gets weaponized by people when we're insecure, when we're feeling not enough, we're feeling like we need to be real honest with someone. Somehow it makes us feel better. But does that really serve the bigger purpose of honesty? What does honesty mean anyway? What does honesty mean to you? How does it appear in your life or not? How do you find yourself being conditional with it? You'll be kind of honest, mostly honest. You'll withhold. Brutal honesty. I say we take brutal out back and brutal honesty. Like I said, it's bullshit. And there's a whole lot of it around these days. So, how will you be? How will you look into the eyes of another person with candor? And what does radical honesty get to look like in your life? We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully five. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week. Thank you.